Baruch haba.
Hello.
Haverim.
Hello.
Welcome.
All right, it's three of us today.
There's three of us, yes. Psychosocial Radio, Radio Free Brooklyn, 11th of January, 3:09 p.m. All radio listeners tuning in right now, welcome. Welcome to Psychosocial Radio, episode number 11. And just want to start it off by apologizing. I think we had the first 5 minutes of this radio broadcast on some dead air. Sorry about that little unexpected technical difficulty, but we have resolved it. We are getting thumbs up. We're on the air. so, yeah. Hope you guys are still out there listening to us tuning in.
All right. First things first, if you want to call in today, the phone number here is 718-928-9723. Again, it's 718-928-9732. 3-2 it is.
All right.
Yeah. So, what are we doing today? Who do we have here today?
We have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm the host of Brooklyn Bandstand on Fridays. Thank you for having me, guys.
No, for sure.
Absolutely, Dan. Thank you for coming in, spending the hour with us as well.
And how did we meet Dan? Dan was hanging out right outside the studio when we were doing our show for a couple of minutes before we normally end our show. And we kind of like hit it off, and turns out he's into the same kind of music and vibes that we're into. And what had happened is that we just invited him to come over and join us and to talk. Yeah, simple as that. That leads us to a topic of our conversation, and a theme for the day is kindness. And I thought it was a kind gesture to just me reaching out, being the kind guy, Mr. Nice Guy, and inviting Dan over to his show. So that's that. That's what we're going to kick off with, is talking about kindness for the day.
Appreciate that.
Well, of course. Sure thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And sometimes I kind of feel that we don't have enough of that, you know, in our kind of day-to-day lives. So, you know, sometimes you just reach out to people and, you know, they reach out back and, you know.
Yeah, I think kindness spreads relatively fast and rapid, just like bad vibes, which is do the same.
True.
But kindness,
negativity and positivity, yeah.
But kindness is contagious. You smile at somebody, I mean, you live in New York, somebody may just clock you in your face, but hopefully they'll smile back at you. That would be nice.
Yeah, or smile back at you and, like, you know, not call the cops or something like that.
Right, that too.
New York is a crazy place like that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. One of a kind, but definitely crazy in that respect as well, for sure.
But yeah, so we will continue playing our stuff, and we will talk about kindness. So, Mitch, you want to run through what is playing on right now?
Yep, let's just talk about a little bit about what we heard. The first 5 minutes, guys, opening up our show, we heard from a band called Dead Air.
That was it. Love that band.
Yeah,
that's so hardcore.
Yeah. We have new LP coming out this summer. Yeah, hopefully not. We'll try to not have that happen again.
We don't want to have the band here in the studio anymore.
Yeah, but I think by the time we got on the air, we were in the midst of some outburst old song called "Controlled" off of the groundbreaking New York hardcore. Where the Wild Things Are a compilation. Followed that up with another really great old New York City hardcore band called No Win Situation. A song called The Angle that was also off a comp. Satisfaction Guarantee that came out, I believe, in like 1996. Some good songs right there. And yeah, then we followed that up with some Folk Implosion. Actually, Deluxe Folk Implosion. And callers, if you know where that song was from, what motion picture that song was actually featured in, call us up. You will most definitely win a prize, okay? The number to call us to really surprise us all with your trivia knowledge is 718-928-9732. And again, that question is, we just played a track by Deluxe Folk Implosion to differentiate that from regular Folk Implosion, and that song pretty widely recognized these days, you know, in a lot of circles. If you know where that song, you know, what soundtrack that was on and what movie, you will definitely win a very nice prize from us here at Psychosocial Radio.
Okay, so now that we're talking about kindness, what does kindness mean? Okay, that could be kindness to others, and it could be also kindness to yourself. Dan, what does kindness mean to you? Spill the beans, please.
So, like, kindness to me, it can mean a lot of different things. Like, just being thoughtful. Being just, like, a good person. But, like, I know being a good person is kind of like, everyone has their own definition of what it means to be a good person, for sure.
Sure.
Just looking out for other people and like their best interest, as well as, like, you know, if you're going to be kind to yourself, like not beating yourself up over like a dumb mistake or something like that.
Okay. Okay. Dimitri, what do you got? I feel like I'm interviewing both of you guys.
Yeah. You know, I really, you know, actually like a lot what Dan just said. You know, it's so great. You know, kindness to me, you know, can manifest in a lot of different ways. And, you know, like we hear these like slogan sayings from time to time, you know, practice kindness, doing random acts of kindness and stuff like that. And, you know, that's all really cool. But I guess, you know, to me personally, what it means is really being able to respond, right? There's actually been a few people that have like written about this, some thinkers way more, you know, advanced than I am as a human being, but some people that have written about how, you know, the ability to respond, right, to other people is really a defining feature of civilization, actually, right? If we look at that word responsibility, right, and we break it down, we just have that, right? The ability to respond. The ability to respond proactively, constructively, and, you know, in an edifying manner to other people in our environments, I think is so crucial. And, yeah, I mean, it's funny, you know, it's definitely living in New York City. Sometimes, you know, we all get caught up in so much of our daily affairs, and that's fine and normal and expected. But still, you know, in the midst of that, I think to be able to respond to people and respond appropriately and positively, and, you know, in a helpful manner, you know, that's kind of, I guess, kindness in a nutshell to me.
Okay. Yeah, it's so funny how sometimes I see the pattern when we talk about things. We say like, well, in New York, as if New York is like a completely different beast of its own, and you have to like operate on this specific way and live in a specific way. Yeah. Anyways, I want to answer for myself what kindness means to me. Oh, I think it's more of a reflection, not what I think the kindness is, but how I view it of how people perceive me. What I mean by that is, if I know that people reach out to me, if I know that people want to seek my help, assistance, opinion, what have you, I think that's when I know that I'm kind in one way or another, versus me walking around thinking, well, I'm a good person, I'm a kind person. But I think I can only see it via that outreach almost that I get from friends, family, co-workers, peers, people in the train asking me.
It's kind of like you can't just say that you're kind. It has to like, you have to be kind when no one else is like watching you, right? For example, like like that is like, I think, the good testament of like a kind person or like a good person in general. Like, they do good things even when no one is watching, right? And they're not putting it on like a platform like social media to say how they're a good person or a kind person or something. I hate that when people do that.
I think you should be worried about those people that say, I'm a kind person. That sounds not okay. Sounds creepy. I'm a kind person.
I love that, actually. You know, I remember speaking with somebody in conversation once, and, you know, we were kind of like talking about like, doing the right thing when nobody's watching, right? That's so key right there. You know, that's kind of like ties into the idea of integrity as well. You know, doing the right thing, the thing that you know to be right, the thing that you believe to be right, even when nobody's actually watching, right? Like, wow, that's like pretty powerful right there. You know, because, you know, we're human beings, and, you know, not to put too much of a negative spin on it, but, you know, we love to keep things positive here and uplifting on the show. But we all know that, you know, human beings, we have a tendency, and I don't know if it's a built-in tendency, you know, that's a theological question, but we certainly do seem to have a tendency to do things which are not kind, and to actually do things, you know, which are, you know, rather evil and destructive.
Well, it's one of those philosophical questions.
Yeah.
Like, are we born kind, or are we born evil and become kind, or is it learned? Is it ingrained in us?
Is it the environment that we are in?
Right, exactly. So that would be like, is it learned? Are we blank slate? And then we learned, is it learned behavior that somebody learns to be kind? Or are we born kind and then via circumstance and lifestyles, we are molded into evil creatures and criminals?
Yeah, it goes into what you guys are, you know, are talking about, Dan, Edward, and I firmly believe this on a personal level. I think kindness is something that has to be practiced, because you know, my own personal belief is that we're not necessarily born good, you know, as little babies. If you watch little babies, right? I mean, you know,
product of environment
are all about themselves, and they should be. That's appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. It takes practice, work, and effort, and guidance sometimes. To become kind or to become good, you know, I think it takes effort to do that. So I think kindness is something that, you know, needs to be practiced. And I guess it's up to all of us to find, you know, forums where we can do that and, you know, have a beneficial effect, you know, on others in our environment as well. So.
Absolutely.
Psychosocial Radio.
Yeah. We're going deep into this. Really?
Yeah, guys, please, as always, we had a few callers last week. Again, guys, we apologize. If you called in and we dropped the phone on you, it was purely by accident. We're still kind of like learning how to navigate our way through this technological jungle here. But if you want to call in, you want to share any of your thoughts, opinions on this matter or anything else, please feel free to do so, guys. Again, the call-in number to the studio here is 718-928-9732. 2. Okay, 718-928-9732. Edward, Dan, and myself, we're here for about another 40 minutes up until 4 p.m. So we would love to know what your thoughts are on this matter. Whether you live in New York, Brooklyn, Queens, Samarkand, Moscow, Tel Aviv,
please be
Argentina.
Kind
yeah. Yeah. And we know we have a lot of listeners from a lot of different places. And we would love to, you know, have you guys call in. Okay. So while everybody hopefully is thinking a little bit about that, I guess we'll just
play some kind of music.
Resume. Yeah. The music, musical tracks here. Hope you guys enjoy this next set here. Psychosocial Radio, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sharp tongue out of fear of piercing my own heart. We'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Yes, exactly.
Baruch haba. Welcome back, Psychosocial Radio.
General communication is that you can listen on the go, when you're on, in your car, etc. To download the app, go to radioforbrooklyn.org/iPhone, radioforbrooklyn.org/Android. If you like to listen to RFB when you're not in front of your computer, please consider downloading our free mobile app for iPhone and Android, available in the App Store for iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android. Okay.
And we are back, radio listeners.
Back in the studio.
Yes, yes. All right, so we always forget to kind of give shout-outs to people, you know, shout-outs to everybody who deserves them.
Who's kind
so
to
first
us.
And foremost, Diana, if you're listening, and I think you are, a shout-out to you, Diana. Thank you for actually alerting us to the fact you were the first ones to alert us that we are not on the air.
Thanks, so, Diana.
Yes, Diana.
You're the best.
Thank you for that. Shout-out to Diana for that. And shout out to my good old friend Ray, who I believe is listening right now as well. And we actually played a song. Let's just kind of talk a little bit about the songs that we heard first to get that out of the way. The second musical set that we played started off with a band that I've liked for a very long time called Eucharist. They're from Virginia, Richmond, Virginia territory. Eucharist, and we played some kind of like good 90s emo stuff. Indian Summer was the name of the next band, with a song called Reflections on Milkweed. Followed that up with Rorschach, good old Rorschach, Pavlov's Dogs. And Ray, that next song was for you, Abrasive Wheels, with a classic song there called Shout It Out. Ray, that's for you, my friend. And then we actually had some more oi type music with a good local kind of oi band. I don't even know if these guys are around anymore. I don't think they are. A band that's called Bottom of the Barrel. Don't ever know. I don't know what happened to these guys, whatever became of them. But if you're listening and somebody knows what happened to these guys, give us a phone call. Let us know. Bottom of the Barrel right there. Okay. So, we're back with you guys right now. We kind of thought that we would still continue our discourse here on kindness and you know, what it means, you know, how you define it, and, you know, even more importantly, how you practice kindness in your day-to-day life. You know, not just in words, but in actions. We're a talk show, right? So, like, we talk about stuff like this, but, you know, we always hope that, you know, our listeners kind of when they do tune in and listen to us, they take these words, you know, to heart to some extent, and, you know, kind of just meditate on, you know, what this means to you, and hopefully inspires you to you know, to be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, you know, the music that we play, and then obviously the shows that these bands put out, and then you go to shows, do you?
Yeah, I go to shows.
All right, I know Dmitry goes. I go. There's a level of kindness there, and I'm talking about etiquette in the pit, crowd surfing, all that stuff.
For
but seriously,
sure.
Though, like, this is sometimes just a bunch of angry dudes all around, even with all that level of testosterone floating in the air, and you know, circle pitting over there, there is a high level of kindness as well, and it is unspoken kindness. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, flying roundhouse kick into a wall, it happened to just fall down, it's a little bit too slippery. Yeah, people will pick you up, right? I mean, that says something, right?
Yeah, and, you know, being kind to other gender, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think, so what I'm trying to say with that, it kindness can be translated even across various contexts, even where there is chaotic situation, level of kindness also can be exhibited, and it's not spoken about, it's just done. So I think this is very interesting dynamic. Talk about any unfortunate events that happened, whether it's a, you know, earthquakes or some other occurrences that happen, whether they're natural or man-made, people come together and they display a lot of kindness during those times towards each other. I mean, I don't even have to go into details telling you guys about various events that occurred throughout history, but you know probably what I mean by that. And so many people mm-hmm. come together of different races, cultures, backgrounds, ages, sexes, and it becomes one. It becomes about humanity versus anything else. So to go back to say then, now is kindness something that we have already in us, and we may be even hiding it, or is it something that we kind of like play out when we have to, or when we can?
I think empathy definitely plays a role into that. Like, you feel bad for somebody else and like their unfortunate like circumstance. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think most people are born with empathy and like have some sort of like they feel bad for something like bad happening to someone else. Of course, there are like sociopaths and psychopaths and all those types of people, but those are rarely
atypical.
They're very rare, or like usually rare, I'm assuming, at least.
Yeah. Some people have, maybe could be even predisposed to those, but I don't know. Mitchell, what do you got? What do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I still believe that, you know, kindness is
learned.
Yeah, you know, it's complicated. It's really complicated. Yes, it's absolutely learned. It could be something that's ingrained. It could be something that you pick up via modeling. It could be something that comes naturally, you know, all of that and the above, right? But I think it takes effort, you know, like most things in life, which are good, right? It takes effort, you know? And the more you practice it, you know, in this particular instance, we're talking about being kind, right? The more you practice that, I think the easier, quote unquote, it becomes to fall back in that mode whenever you need to or want to. You know, I personally also think that it's easier to be kind than, unkind or mean-spirited. Or
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, it probably takes effort to be mean, mm-hmm. to be offensive. It takes an effort. You have to think extra to do that. I don't think so. Then it has to go back to say that we're naturally not mean, we're naturally not rude. We make an effort to make that point, but otherwise we should be kind.
I don't know. You know what gets me, guys? Sometimes, like, people actually make efforts to be rude.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what irks me.
Absolutely.
People make efforts to be you know, whatever, ironic, sarcastic, whatever dumb term you want to call it, you know, that's just like, that's like totally like, you know, lame-o to me, you know, but like, yeah, I think it does take effort to be kind, and, you know, I mean, you can't really walk around everywhere being kind to everybody like, all the time, you know?
Right,
yeah. Because, you know, you do have to protect yourself as well out there.
Right, because you can hear the people say, that you will be taken advantage of if you're too kind.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely, yeah.
So then you have to put a guard on.
Yeah, yeah. There's that saying, right? Don't take my kindness for weakness, right?
And then you become selective. Who you're going to be kind to, who you're not going to be kind to.
I feel like I recently moved to New York. I moved to New York like 4 months ago, but like,
why
there's...
Why would you do that? I'm just kidding.
What?
Like, why would you do that to yourself?
But like, there's a certain, like, I'm originally from Massachusetts, and there's like a difference between being in Massachusetts and being in New York City. So like, in Massachusetts, you're nice to everyone. Usually you talk to everyone, you're like friendly, outgoing, you're fine keeping your leaving your guard down. Mm-hmm. But like up like New York City, for example, there's so much happening at all times that you kind of have to put your guard up sometimes, like, because otherwise you'd just be like taken advantage of, and like people will just...
I think it's a good analogy, because there's a lot of things going on, And I think when we talk about then New York and comparing thing New York to any other place, it's because there's a lot of things going on. I think that's a good definition for that. There's just a lot going on and you have to be on the guard.
It's, you know, it takes practice. That's why I also think, you know, it takes practice, because, you know, you learn, kind of like learn to differentiate, right? You learn to differentiate, you learn how to basically use some form of, you know, fine tuning to realize, all right, this is somebody, or this is a situation that could be kind with, this is somebody that maybe I need to be more boundaried with, or even sometimes rigid with, you know, I mean, it's definitely not a blanket approach of being of what that, you know, of what we're talking about. But generally, you know, it's good to be kind, right? It doesn't cost anything, right? You know, and I think that, you know, personally speaking, the more you practice it, you know, the more you learn about yourself as well, right? Because, like, sometimes people have this experience where they're like, oh, well, I didn't even know I had the capacity to be empathic, you know, with the next person, or I didn't even realize that I can have such an impact on somebody else, you know? I think a lot of us, myself included, you know, we go through our day-to-day lives and we're so busy with whatever projects or enterprise we're involved with, you know? And, you know, we kind of forget that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't even take much effort to just go out of your way to say a kind word, do a kind deed, do a mitzvah for somebody, you know? It really doesn't cost anything.
But yeah, let's kick it back to talking about kindness and being kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's so definitely
yeah. Because we kind of like refocus talking about, you know, how you can be kind to others, but what about being kind to yourself? Historically, a lot of different cultures, they do a lot of self-practice to be kind to themselves. And I'm talking about whether it's spiritual, meditation. I think there's a big push for it now, from, I don't know, doing Bikram yoga to drinking, you know, green tea sodas. I don't know. But people are trying to,
like self-care and all that.
There you go, self-care. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's the key term that I'm trying to describe, is self-care. There's a big push for that, and it's sort of like, well, this is my time. I'm going to do what I need to do for myself, and you better not mess with it, okay? There's a big push for that, which I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Maybe how it's perceived or how it's presented could be sometimes, what's the word that I want to use? Standoffish, that is like, you can't bother me right now. But overall, yes, it is good to take care of yourself and be kind to yourself, to your mind and to your body. Two different things, very distinct things. Being kind to your mind and to your body. When I'm talking about the body, I'm talking about straight up substances that people put in their bodies to cloud their mind. So now we're talking about the connection between mind and the body. And if you're clouding your body with substances, you're clouding your mind with substances. So are you really taking care of yourself, or are you trying to forget something? So right there, it's not kind. So now if you're really focusing on being kind to your mind, then you are really reflecting on yourself, and you cannot be polluting your body when you are kind to your mind. It's almost like a riddle.
Yeah,
but it's all connected. We definitely know that it's all connected,
speaking from the heart.
All right, radio listeners, there's still time to call in. So if you're sitting anxiously by phone and thinking about calling in or not, definitely do so, because we only have about 12 more minutes left. Call at number 718-928-9732. Okay, and I guess time is upon us, gentlemen, and, you know, time always just, you know, rolls right through here. You know, time is quicker than, quicker than the, than the MTA. Well, that's not to say. That's not so quick.
Than the L-train.
Yeah. Quicker than the Baghdad Railroad. So, yeah. Who's this, by the way, we got playing in the background? Let's just ID this. This is
a hardcore musician from back in the day.
Yeah.
By the name of...
By the name of... This is a piece called Ruz Baruz. It's Persian. Bukharian. Ruz Baruz means day by day, actually. And it's a piece performed by local Queens musicians, actually, by the name of David Katanov and Avram Tolmasov, Ruz Baruz, Day by Day.
I can totally see any heavier band having a song with the name Day by Day. Right?
Why not?
Might as well be a hardcore band, yeah. Day by Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds like it.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
With five splits and...
It's probably like a youth crew band.
Day by Day.
All right, well, gentlemen, I guess, Dan, again, thank you so much for joining us today. And sharing your thoughts with us.
Hope you had fun here with us.
Yeah, and let's see, closing thoughts. I guess we'll just play some music to close out episode number 11 with. But before we get to that, I guess closing thoughts, Mr. Edward.
Sure. So my closing thoughts are practice kindness, as Dimitri said. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. It's very important. It sounds very lame when I just say it's very important, but it truly, truly is. There's other things, but being nice to others will take you far. And you're placed here for whatever reasons, whatever purposes. I think there's a neat thing that the fact that you can walk around and there's other creatures walking around. Why not be nice to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Just like that.
And then?
Kindness is something that you definitely need to practice. For me personally, like, I believe in karma. Like, if you do one good deed, like,
100%.
Something good will happen to you. You know, just do it for yourself, do it for others.
And it'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back eventually, like, you know.
And if not, try harder.
Yeah, exactly.
Dimitri?
Final
thoughts?
Beautiful words, gentlemen. Beautiful words to you both. And dear radio listeners, if you've been listening to us live for this last almost hour, or if you're listening to us on the rebroadcast, on the podcast, or what have you, we hope that you take these words to heart. You know, we believe what we talk about. It's not just talk. It's not just words for us. And, you know, if you do believe in what we're saying, or if you do vibe with what we're saying, get in contact with us, right? Just reach out to us, because we want to see who else is out there and, you know, who else is picking up on this frequency.
Yeah, we're definitely always looking and searching for minded or like people to share ideas and just kick it back here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. So whether you play music or whether you think about mental health a lot and read some books about that, we can totally talk about it. That would be great.
Absolutely. So, dear radio listeners, happy Friday. Happy
all
weekend.
Day. All day Friday.
We wish you guys a good weekend, happy, healthy, joyous, relaxing weekend, and whatever you got planned. We hope that you have a safe time and a good time.
All right, later, kids.
And till next week.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next Friday. Shabbat shalom.
Listen to the rhythm of the beat as it grooves your whole body. Yesterday, you know what you can't do. Disgust me every day. You rewrite the history. You only shut your eyes.
I see my coming cry.
But it varies. Where? My God! You turned it. There are not beautiful for joy. Why don't you give your mother a kiss? It's a present. You put it.
Simple.